drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And now on Kennedy Malloy, a look back at another golden Logies moment. 1976, when Norman Gunston won gold.
When you do an excellent program like mine, it's not just, you know, you up there on the screen. There are many other people behind the scenes that you have to carry as well.
This is Kennedy Malloy's pre-Logie special, live from the Gold Coast.
Yes, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. If you've missed any of the show and went off the rails earlier with Jessica from Maps, you want to grab the podcast tonight. KennedyMalloy.com.
It's like a bear being attacked by a bear.
That was unbelievable.
It was quite extraordinary.
Very
just stood still and waited for it all to blow over.
Nearly had my eyes taken out.
Hey, it's been a great week, though, guys, and we love to do this. We package it all together. We call it our Week in Review.
A revealing week on Kennedy Malloy. Jane revealed a long list of people Mick had pissed off ahead of the Logies.
And I'm going to bring them all over to the table to see you. I can't wait.
I don't.
Oh, I am. Deborah Knight and Georgie Gardner.
Now, I've been nothing but supportive.
I don't think so.
I love today.
I'm going to get Kerri-Ann.
If I get murdered at the Logies, there'll be 100 suspects.
Kitty Flanagan revealed her one diva demand at comedy theatres across the country.
I cannot stand the smell of popcorn. I absolutely hate it. It's going to stink. There's going to be people eating with their mouths open. Or from the show, I'm going to lose my mind.
Agent 99.
Oh, Max.
Barbara Felden revealed early on she didn't consider herself a role model.
I get credit for her because I played her, but actually at the time, I don't think I was as evolved as she was. It took me a few years to catch up.
And Todd Sampson revealed he'd been catching and eating reindeer in Siberia.
Reindeer is my new favourite animal. Well, so I'm in Siberia.
I hear what you do to an animal you don't like. He's got Todd Sampson wrestling him to the ground. Todd Sampson's got him in a headlock.
Rudolph does not make it out alive, let me tell you.
That red nose is the least of his problems.
Oh, and I can reveal what you didn't hear when we had to dump Todd Sampson yet again.
When I hear you going to Gaza, part of me wants to... you to get shot.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
That's totally
Jane revealed to Mick that he didn't feature in the second trailer for Ride Like a Girl.
I'm not happy. I'm what's so funny about that,
too. I was in the first trailer.
Maybe the audience just went, I don't like him.
If I'm not in that film, I will go to the opening night, storm the red carpet on a Shetland pony.
And Mick revealed he still harbours a desire for Qantas Chairman's Lounge membership.
Why aren't I in the club yet?
Listen, I'm nervous about your behaviour. You've got to behave yourself.
If you're in
the
Chairman's Lounge and I wasn't, I guarantee you, I would bum rush that thing. I would take a job working there with a false moustache until such time as I felt...
Poison my Bloody Mary.
It was revealed to all of us whether or not planes have a horn.
If your plane needs a horn, you've got
problems.
You're
in the wrong place.
Jeff, you can sort this out.
I used to be in the Air Force. I reckon they gave up the horns back in the wacky races.
Hey, can you get me into the chairman's lounge?
And Jane revealed an early birthday present for Mick.
So in the best interest of your mum, Wendy, who has been doing your vacuuming forever.
I've got a Roomba.
You've got a Roomba.
And it's dressed in a little French maid's outfit.
Hang on. Here it goes. And look, it pumps into things and moves. Look.
That's hot.
It's a hottie little Roomba.
It's a little hottie.
In a French maid's outfit.
It's adorable.
She doesn't go down staircases very well, so be careful.
If you hear that sound coming out of my bedroom.
But in my final week in review, what was the biggest revelation?
Marsh is as good as anyone I've ever worked with. In the
as a guy who is a technical producer on our show and has really lifted us.
He makes our stuff better.
Oh, that's very embarrassing. I'm terribly sorry. I have no idea how that clip got in there. No, the biggest revelation this week came from a former Prime Minister, as Julia Gillard revealed what it's like when you invite Mick Malloy over to your barbecue.
Mick leaves and says to the federal police who are looking after me, boys, you know, you just don't know how many drinks she's had. And
I seriously don't know how you're going to get her down those stairs. And wow. I sort of wandered out half an hour later to these very anxious-looking men, and they're like, are you all right? And I'm like, why wouldn't I be all right? Are you sure you're all right?
That was our Week in Review, finished up with Julia Gillard. Hey, you mentioned Marshy. He's going to join us in just a moment, guys.
We'll get him in the studio.
And we've been playing songs from bands and artists that have performed at the Logies. Yes, right. Let's take you back to 2010 with John Mayer. Apparently, the Gold Logie went to Ray Maher from Home and Away that year. Ah. This is No Such Thing. This is Kennedy Malloy.